initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody come see it. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's now time for the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host with all the connections, Dawn Reiss.
Well, good evening, Friday night, drivers and our internet on Facebook, over 5,000, and we're on 106.1 FM, The Heat. Lisa, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Anyways, we've got some exciting things happening. Before we start, we're going to kick off right away before our VIP guests call in. We're so excited because this is called Soap This Moments here, and we have Patty from Soap This. You like soap opera stars? And isn't there a song, The Young and Restless, is that playing right now? Let's turn that a little louder.
No.
There we go.
Perfect.
And are we on?
Yes.
So we have it. Young and Restless playing in the background.
Yeah, it's starting. There it goes.
I'll give you my hint in a minute. So I used to watch The Young and Restless, of course,
yes.
And little episodes when I'm home, I can, you know, pop it on. But we have the expert here, Patty from Soap This. You go to Facebook, put in Soap This, and tell us, Patty, what's happening, what's coming up, why you need to buy your tickets now.
Okay, first of all, Young and the Restless is the number one soap. It won the Daytime Emmys for the number one soap of the year. It's got the best storylines and some of the best actors. So if you want to see your Young and the Restless actors, come to Soap This is Young and the Restless event November 2nd and 3rd. The actors that are going to be there is Jordi Villasuso, who plays Ray Rosales, Melissa Ordway, who plays Abby Newman, Brighton James, who plays Devon Hamilton, and Britton Sarpy, who plays Elena. And we have a lot of fun at our events. First of all, there's going to be a meet and greet in the afternoon. It includes a photo shoot, which you get an 8x10 color picture of yourself with the actors, and we get that picture developed so they can sign everybody's picture. We have great raffle gifts, auction items. They will sign autographs, take pictures, and then that night we have a VIP dinner.
That's right.
Where you get to sit with the actor of your choice for dinner. And Sunday morning it's going to be an auction breakfast.
Ooh.
So go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets. The prices start at $100 up to $400.
That's right.
And the $400 is the package, which includes everything, the photo shoot, the meet and greet, the dinner, VIP dinner, everything. So come and have a great time with and meet the actors from Young and the Restless and make the show very popular every day.
You know what's so exciting, Patty, and Lisa, you'll get to experience this amazing event. You have so many amazing giveaways, and you buy tickets, and then you get to, if your number is drawing, you get whatever's on that table. Tell us some of the gifts that you're giving away.
Well, we have blankets made up with the actors on the blankets, so you can sleep with one of the actors that night.
Yay.
When you're favorite actors. We have pillows. We have margarita baskets. We have coach purses.
Coach purse, I'm in.
I mean, we have great raffle gifts and auction items. They're amazing.
And what I also like what you do, you even have something that you put into Soap Digest where they do a contest.
Yes, we also, people can bid to have their picture put in Soap Opera Digest. With the actors, it can be one person, it could be four or five, whoever bids to get their picture. And we also heard today that you can also bid to have your picture in either CBS In Depth and ABC Soaps In Depth. Ooh. So those pictures also.
You know, I have
a
lot
of magazines.
I have a lot of friends on media, and I see they've been on the morning show. They've been on Bay 9 News, and I know you're all watching because you're in the business. And here's my deal: I want to challenge you if you can help us out. We need some connections with the news stations because we need to get Morning Blend or one of the stations I've been trying to write and get a hold of to let everyone know what's happening in Clearwater. This is a once of a lifetime, and
this is one of the best events because, like I said, Young and the Rest. Is number one, and then December 7th, whoever watches General Hospital, we have the fabulous Kathleen Gotti, who plays Dr. Obrick, coming for a for a dinner, private VIP dinner. And we also added Vincent Irizarry. Vincent Irizarry has been around for a long time.
About
he used to be Dr. David Hayward on All My Children.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Then he went to Days of Our Lives.
No,
he was on Young and the Restless, and now he's on Bold and Beautiful.
I know. So
come and have a cocktail hour. Come and have a cocktail hour and a VIP dinner with Kathleen Gotti and Vincent Irizarry December 7th. Again, you go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets.
Well, I know Patty was saying she's going to try to get some of the soap opera stars on next week. And in the meantime, let's go to the soap opera actually commercial that Patty has cut that's running. We have one of those. And then we have some shout-outs. Who's shouting out on Soap This that you have on the video?
That's Jordy Villasuso, my sister, and myself.
That's right. So let's go to the commercial first, and then we'll go to the two videos, and then we got some more news. So exciting. We'll be right back. Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and...
Lisa B.
Yeah. 106.1, The Heat.
We'll be back.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
And so that is what's happening, but listen to these shout outs from Soap This. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Soap This.
I'm here with the girls. November 2nd and 3rd, Clearwater, Florida. Brighton James, Melissa Ordway. We're going to have a blast.
We're going to have so much fun.
And we are also going to do a tribute to the late Christoph St. John.
Absolutely.
Yes.
100%.
And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Soap This,
go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets. Follow us on Facebook, and we are going to have a fabulous time.
See you there.
See you there.
Now he'll play.
And we have one more.
Now with all the actors talking.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's on its way.
Don't turn that channel.
Don't you dare go anywhere. I'll find you and stalk you. I'm from Miami. I ain't scared.
106.1 FM, The Heat.
Yes, it's on its way.
Soap This presents Young and the Restless Fall Gathering.
Woo! In Clearwater, Florida, November 2nd and 3rd.
We'll be there, so you be there.
Come join us.
Soap This.
Perfect. So that's it. Now we've got something else. I know Vaughn's back there going, Dawn, I'm juggling like a circus back here. Yeah. I'm throwing them fastballs. Anyway, so Patty, that's what's happening. But here's also, you've got something really exciting. Let's go. You like to take a cruise. You like cruising. So let's go to this song. Patty, this is for you. And we're going to talk about what else is coming up. So let's play that Sea Cruise, and we'll be right back.
So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't
So, Patty, here's another exciting thing. What is happening with the Soap Opera Cruise?
The Soap Opera Cruise is going to take place next April 17th through the 20th, and it's going to the Bahamas. And right now we have six actors confirmed. It's Walt Willey from All My Children. We've got Jacob Young from Bold and Beautiful. We've got Brian DiTillo from Days of Our Lives. Ooh. We've got Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital. We've got Patrika Darbo from Bold and Beautiful. Is that six?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Yes. One more.
And we're working on more.
More details will follow soon about the Soap Cruise. But again, it's next April. You can start buying your tickets pretty soon. And you will have a lot of fun for 4 days on the cruise with the actors.
And that's all on Facebook. Go to Soap This. If you're driving, of course, you know, just remember Soap This. Very easy. And add them as a friend and like their page. Patty, I think I have a surprise for you. Who's on the phone? Vaughn?
Al Otero.
Hi, Al. I'm so excited you called. Well, first, happy, happy anniversary to you and your wife. And I hope you're having a lovely dinner. And I thank you for your time to call
in. No, it's the company anniversary, the Global Trade Chamber, 12 years.
Oh, I thought it was your happy anniversary. See what I
used to say? No, it's the anniversary of the chamber.
Which is Vincent. Vincent Irizarry's on the cruise.
Oh,
also.
Well, yeah.
We have a big party here.
Oh, and we're missing it. Oh, my gosh. Well, Al,
yes, you are.
We are so excited because I have a lady named Patty that is running the Soap This cruise, and she's got soap opera stars coming in, and she is a businesswoman. And tell us about your amazing event coming up in November in Tampa.
Yes, we're the Global Trade Chamber. We produce about 100 events a year worldwide, and one of our signature events is called the 100 Successful Women Convention and Expo, where we do in 4 times a year in different cities, leading up to our annual convention in March in Miami, that we have over 1,000 women coming, all business women from 30 countries. And the one in Tampa is one of the interim events. We're going to have a conference, workshops, expo, and a fashion show.
And what
and
day
that
is that, Al?
That's going to be November 16th in Tampa. And everything's on our website. You can attend. You can, by the way, your listeners, the tickets are free. So all they have to do is call you to get a free ticket to attend.
Oh, so
we
what
have hundreds of women coming from all over Florida to this event in Tampa.
Perfect. So what I will do is I will say, text the number 727-871-7788, put free ticket, and we'll send you one as well. And you can listen to this show again on YouTube under Tan Talk Radio. But that's amazing. So what we could probably do is promote the soap opera event for December in Tampa with all these women.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We have every event we do brings women leaders from different areas. In your city in Tampa, there's women coming from Orlando, from the west coast of Florida, from South Florida. There's a lot of people coming also from Miami, from Fort Lauderdale. So it really brings a lot of women leaders. And the beauty of this event is completely multicultural. You're going to meet women from every culture.
Well, can you tell us some of your VIP guests that will be speaking?
I don't have any of that because I'm in my 12th anniversary party and my birthday party, so I can't even
I know.
That's the best way
actually,
to be.
Right now we're selecting the presenters, so we don't have that yet. Usually we have different people from the area. They're going to present women that are inspirational to other women, women that are making an impact in their communities.
Wow. So how does someone get nominated for that?
Well, to be a presenter, they have to go to the website, and there's all the information on the website. It's www.100SWB for Successful Women in Business, 100SWB.com.
That's so exciting. And so how long have you been doing this, Al?
3 years, and every year gets bigger.
And how did you come up with this idea?
Well, we're an international trade organization. And through our events that we do and activities, a lot of women were asking, why don't you do something for women? Because women are becoming leaders in almost every industry in this country.
Amen.
So they're taking on a major leadership role. And we recognized that years ago, so we were ahead of the curve. Recognizing at our annual convention in March, 100 successful women that we actually award one day. And we have women from England, from Philippines, from Africa. So it's a unique opportunity to network and learn and be obviously recognized as a successful woman that is making a difference in their community. That's the caveat.
Well, we're going to have we're excited because we're going to have a table there, but there's also vendors that you're looking for. Where can they go for the vendors?
Vendor sponsors. The vendors are very reasonable. It's only $350 for a table.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, we're going to give them something special because you're our media partner in the area. So if they get a table for $350, we'll give them a quarter page ad in the event magazine that's worth $150 free.
Oh, that is so cool,
Al. It's wonderful.
Well,
And people don't have to pay to attend because we're giving you all the free tickets and other organizations in the area. So
that's right.
You can come and enjoy without having to invest money.
And where is it going to be held again, Al?
At the JCC in Tampa.
Okay, perfect.
I have to get all the information. So, like I said, I don't have everything fun because I have so many events.
Gotcha. Well, you know, my co-host is from Miami a lot, too. She's back and forth. And you speak Spanish, of course. Could you talk about this event in Spanish as well? And say hi to Lisa in Spanish. Hold on. I'm putting you on the spot, Lisa.
Oh,
how good your Spanish is.
My Spanish is tan horrible, pero hola, mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto, Lisa.
Gracias.
Soy de Colombia.
¿Tú eres de Colombia?
Sí.
I imagina. He's Colombian. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm Mexican. And
yo soy. Todas las comunidades.
¿Cómo fue?
Trabajamos con todas las comunidades.
Ah, sí. Yo también trabajaba con todos. Hondureños, guatemaltecos, boricuas, everybody.
Sí,
como my Spanglish.
Tenemos un evento aquí de Bolivia. Unas bailarinas de Bolivia en nuestro aniversario.
Oh.
Imagínate.
Imagina.
Y también tenemos el presidente de la Cámara de Comercio de Bangladesh. So we also have today as a special guest the president of the Bangladesh Chamber of Commerce.
Do you hear? Yes, that's
huge, powerful.
That is very powerful.
The people here from France, it's very global.
Yeah, that's so
but
amazing.
Tampa is one of my favorite cities. I love Tampa.
Well, we're excited to be a part of your media team,
yes,
just like we are with Soap This, and then
yes,
I'll be promoting Soap This over there as well. And Al,
well, we promote you, and the idea is that we all partner and make something great for women.
Oh, I think that's fabulous.
Can I nominate Dawn for an award for being amazing?
Well,
okay, I'm going to the website.
File.
Yes.
And Dawn, please nominate her also, and we can send her in front of the committee.
Oh,
absolutely.
And I'll nominate
the committee,
Patty.
Yes.
I submit the nominations. The committee picks them, but I'm the one that submits the nominee.
Oh, very cool.
Okay.
And you ladies are terrific. So in this other leaders, you can also nominate.
So, yeah.
But
and
after
also,
this, we're going to connect and build a really good working relationship, and I can't wait.
We're excited. Well,
yes,
happy
we
anniversary
are
with the company.
Yes.
We're excited you called in and took some time out of your night, and I so appreciate it, Al.
Yes.
Well, you're very well thought of here in Miami, Donald, so we're honored to be with you.
Oh, God bless. Well, I'm coming down there next month, and
Lisa's
going to have you call in and keep us updated because I actually have got some classes I'm teaching for Barbizon, so she'll be taking over two shows.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so I'll be in West
we
Palm.
We actually had Casablanca as a sponsor for the annual convention.
Oh.
Hey,
yep.
Barbizon needs to get in there, Barbizon. Come on, Barbizon.
Exactly. They're missing out. They're
yeah,
missing
¿dónde está
out?
Barbizon? Llama 727. What's your number again, Dawn?
Yes.
I just hit Dawn Reese on my phone. That's all I do. I don't even know the number.
Well, everybody.
Dawn is the best.
She is.
Hey, Al, before I let you go, I sent you my digital business card?
Yes.
Did you have a chance to look at it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I haven't stopped. And then I have an event tomorrow with 150 companies from Brazil, a big expo, so I don't stop.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to get our
I need
company
to get with you and get your calendar, because like I said, like she was explaining, I have family. I'm from
Miami.
No, we're
going to talk, because we're working as a team.
Okay. We are.
If we don't do that, we're missing
out. Right. Because I'll go down and I'll cover events. Yes, I'll cover events down there in a minute. I got family down there. Now I have a reason to, you know, go down and visit them.
Yeah, we have a trade center, so you have a place to have meetings, everything, seminars.
This is crazy. Yep.
Oh, how super cool. Well, Al, I'm going to send it to you after the show, but I'm telling everybody about this new digital business card I have, and I passed it around if everybody has seen it, and it's amazing, and it's so easy.
Well, you're amazing.
Well, they need to buy it. All you have to do is call me at 727-871-7788. Put digital card. Let me send you mine, and you're going to go, I need one. I want one. So, yep.
I mean, if Shaquille O'Neal has one, I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, so. And some other major people. Deal.
Yes.
Yes. So we're excited.
All right, let me get back to my celebration here, but you guys, we love you.
Thank you so much, Al. All right, God bless you.
All right.
So that's another big event coming up for the businesswoman here in Tampa. So we'll be promoting the soap this for November. Right. Which is really exciting. So, and you've all seen the digital business card.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, and we love it. So, and let's go. I know we have somebody else on the phone, and we have Mako. Mako, are you there?
Hello, Don. How are you?
Hi. Great. Just another event that we were talking about, and this is called the Event Hour as well. And then we're going to go into our new sports reporter that's got some exciting news. We got a special VIP guest calling in a minute as well. And Mako's event is coming up when, Mako?
November the 23rd.
That's right. And where is it going to be at, and what time, and what are you all doing at your event?
Nassau Church of Christ. Address is 1312. West Nassau Street. That's Tampa. Zip is 33607. And with our event, this is a National Celebrity Stop Bullying with several of our NFL players like Benny Blades. He is Hall of Fame. He's a former player for the Detroit Lions and Seattle Hawks. Lorenzo White will be joining us. He is Hall of Fame. Michigan State, former running back for Cleveland Brown and Houston Oilers. My cousin, Albert Bentley, he is Hall of Fame, Sports University of Miami, former running back for Indianapolis Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers. And then Riddick Bowe, who is a two-time heavyweight champion of the world, international boxing Hall of Famer. He will be joining us as well. We have so many celebrities that will be on this event, too many to name. And then we're really quite excited about Grammy-nominated singer, artist, Glenn Jones, who is famous for the song Our Love Has Just Begun, The Romance Is Not Over, will be joining us. And this is for Stop Bullying and our church community event to bring the church and the community together.
That's amazing. Also, so you also have Ellen Jacoby, top casting director, with so many people that know Ellen.
Yes.
And she's conquered the area of casting down in Miami. And also, you're going to be doing a talent show. And what Lisa's going to be doing coming up October 11th, right, Lisa?
Yes.
We're going to be looking for talent to come on the air so she can audition them for you.
Wonderful.
So
look forward to that.
Exciting. So I know Vaughn received one of my emails with Mako I had sent over, and you've got a rap artist, a Christian rap artist, that we're going to play something. And tell us about him.
In fact, what's really nice about this man, young man, he's young and he's inspirational, and his music is original, and it's about God, and he raps about the Lord. So...
awesome.
Amen.
We're going to go right to that music. And what is his name?
His name is Salmino.
And where is he from?
He is from Miami.
Miami. Okay. So I know one of our other VIP guests is calling in from London, and he is calling in. And it'll be just a moment. I think we're going to be back with our other special guest in a minute. But let's go to that song. And is that Rudy? Okay, we'll be back with him in a minute. I know he's juggling back there. Could you go to that rap artist song, and we'll be right back with our VIP guest calling in from London. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
You're listening to Kim Folk Radio. This song is called Your Choice by my man Salmino. Get with it, get lost. Get with it, get lost. Get with it. brought up on the cross, and he became a zero. When I was a youngin', I heard about some hero who rose up out the tomb, and he became the hero. Christ lives, boy. Sick of all these mind games. Your perspective on your mind frame. So wrong, it's backwards, man. So go ahead and tear it up. When you're done, throw it up. You the light, you the star, you peculiar. I'm the boss now, you better behind your bang. Go ahead, be strange.
So that's one of the artists that Mako is working with. And Mako, hold on for a second, because I've got another surprise guest for you as well, because you're in the sports arena. You're into the working with celebrities that have been sports, you know, related. Yeah. But hold on the line. Let's go to our sports. Stephen B. is here.
Hey, everybody. This is Stephen B.
Yes.
We got a mystery caller calling in, so let's see who it is.
That's right. Mako, hold on the line. Let's go to our VIP guest. Rudy, are you there?
Hey, Dawn. How are you?
We're super excited, and thank you for calling in last minute all the way from London. A cup of tea for me.
Yes.
A little cup of tea.
A cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yes. So anyways, Rudy, I'm going to give this over to Steve at B. He's our sports reporter, and he's going to open up with a Stephen B. moment here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, Rudy. Thank you, first off, for calling. I know you're in London, so this is a big deal, and I really want to thank you for that.
No problem, Steve.
I wanted to ask you about your book, The Inner Ring. It's about your life with Mike Tyson, which is very interesting. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. One would be about the influence that these people had on Mike Tyson. And the first name I want to ask you about is Cus D'Amato. What kind of influence would you say he had on the champ?
I always said Cus D'Amato started creating something that, unfortunately, he died before it was finished, and Tyson was a product that started off in as a boxer in the tradition of boxing, a very traditional family of boxing, and that journey basically led him to becoming the youngest heavyweight champion of the world. But unfortunately, when Cus died, there was a void there, and that's when the Don King jumped in.
Right. Well, that's actually, I'm going to ask you three names, and that was the second name. What influence, and I'm sure it's probably obvious to some, but to the people that it's not, what influence did Don King have on the champ?
Don King single-handedly destroyed the greatest heavyweight champion to ever step in a ring. Not only his many boxers' lives, but what Don did to Mike Tyson is probably one of the greatest tragedies in the sport of boxing, how he was basically manipulated and basically controlled and many factors to control his empire.
Yes, I could almost say it was a brainwashing, so to speak, that he had on Mike Tyson.
Well, it was deeper than that. Don King was a master of using propaganda, which is a formula that's been used throughout the history of the world, and he used that on Mike to keep control of his situation, and you know, he brought in his disciples, which was Rory Holloway and John Horn, who were supposed to be his friends, but at the end of the story, they turn out to be, you know, the snakes with the biggest fans.
Yeah, and the last name is, and I want to know what this person had, you know, how did he influence Mike Tyson, and how did he help Mike Tyson get through it? And that name would be Rudy Gonzalez, yourself.
I spent from that moment in my life in June when we didn't take him off the plane to Indianapolis. I always regret failing him. I failed him as his bodyguard because we should have got him off the plane. If we would have been able to take him off that aircraft that day, heading out to Indianapolis to the Bike Beauty Pageant, this would have been a different story. So there was no happy ending to any of this tragedy. I'm still very close to Tyson. We speak, we speak periodically. We run into each other, you know, more often than we, because I travel a lot to Vegas, and we always look back. But I couldn't save him. I couldn't save him because, first, I was his servant, and I didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle. But at the end, when we put it all together, I realized that I wish I would have done a lot of things different for him, and maybe we would have had a different ending to a great champion who basically was set up for a lot of things.
Right. Well, I just want to move to more of a lighthearted moment. What would you say was your most enjoyable part of the relationship you have with the champ, and maybe even conversely, the least enjoyable tasks or things you had to go through?
Every day. He was one of the kindest souls that I have ever met, even to my day today, and I still meet a lot of people, and I travel a lot, and Mike was just the nicest guy in the world, and that was, I enjoyed my job with him because it wasn't a job, it was a journey with him, and he just helped everyone. You know, Tyson, we always heard about the bad things about Tyson, but there were so many good things. We used to drive up and down and giving money away. He cared about people. He never really cared about anything else. That was part of the problem. See, a lot of these guys, they get rich, they move on to a different zip code. Tyson stayed with the people where he grew up with. He stayed on 125th. He stayed with what he knew with. And, you know, he cared. He always cared. And he always told me, don't let the money get into what's real here. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, that's probably the highest ring for me because it was his life outside the ring. Of course, as a fan and saw what he did inside the ring,
right.
You know, what he was able to accomplish in the ring was phenomenal. Tyson was a machine. He was a machine designed for boxing.
Absolutely. Legendary. So I totally get that. I really appreciate your time, and definitely want to read the book, The Inner Ring. I haven't actually read it yet, I have to confess, but what I've seen about it is very interesting. And
yeah, I believe I sent it to you, so I was able to make sure that you got it. So you should check your email, you should have it.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I just glossed over what you sent me, but I'm going to actually get the book and really take a good hard look at that. But again, I want to thank you for your time, and if there's anything you want to plug or say, this is your time. And
I look forward to it, and maybe in the future we'll get together and chat again, and I look forward, and thank you. Thank you for bringing up Tyson, because, you know, it's today his life is a little different, but to be able to talk about the champ still, you know, sets emotion in my heart, and I appreciate the time and the matter.
Well, I'm going to jump in. Rudy and I go way back with his airline, as well as you've been a celebrity bodyguard.
No, but you haven't told the world yet. You keep hiding the fact that you were a flight attendant.
All right.
I was. He has the cutest outfits, I'll tell you. Yes.
Of course he did.
Hat, yeah, that should be another show, but we have to do that one after midnight.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, PG-13 on 8 to 9. PG-13, Rudy.
No, I have stories of hanging out in the hangars. I know our guests is looking at me going, what, Dawn?
Yeah.
No. And it was so hot, you know, remember, but we
back before the Lord took over and made us where hot. We are
no,
today.
You still have the airline, Rudy?
Yeah, Exotic Flights has been the last 10 years. It really grown, Dawn. I tell you, it's where I'm in London now. We you know, we're in London now, and New York, Miami, LA, but London is my new headquarters, and Dubai. We're getting ready for 2020 in Dubai. So we'll be out there for the year.
Well, I definitely want to come out to Dubai and interview you there.
Yeah. So if
on the show.
So I know I have some ladies that are like, I want to be a flight attendant. How would they want to try out to be a flight attendant? They have to be single?
Dawn, you remember the rules. We had a lot of rules. You really don't want to go through all the rules.
You have to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
He puts you in the ocean.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a rigid, but yeah. I mean, there's a lot of you know, the industry is growing. It's a growing industry, especially, you know, because when you fly private, you fly above the chaos, mm-hmm. and as we can see, the airline system is really failing, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't stop. There's passengers today have no respect for regulations and safety. They think it's a joke. But, you know, aircrafts are very non-forgiving. So anyone interested in this industry, education is it starts with safety. Learn what you're doing, because it's at 51,000 feet traveling 650 miles an hour. It's things can go wrong very quickly.
Right. Well, The Inner Ring, where can they buy the book?
Amazon. It's on Amazon. On right. demand on Amazon.
All right.
And I had the opportunity to meet Macho Camacho when he was here in Clearwater.
Oh, Macho Camacho.
Yeah. In fact, I brought him to Dawn to hide him. Remember Dawn? I had to,
no,
to hide him for 2 weeks.
Yeah, actually, you were. It was on our boat. And the funny thing was, Rudy is not an island. I mean, you are, but you were like, I feel like I'm on Gilligan's freaking island.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend at the time, now husband, he's like, there's Gilligan. And there's my brother was a skipper. And yes. They all look like, yeah, there we go.
You know, there's something about getting on a suspicious sailboat, yacht kind of boat. in the middle of the night with two white people going out into the water.
That doesn't sound like a happy ending.
It's like, who's not, somebody's not coming back.
Yeah, two of the four are not going to come back, and it's probably right.
Well, Rudy, we just have a lot of history, and you've always been there for me. And I have a special guest on the phone for you as well. Hold on a second. Mako, introduce yourself, because she takes sports players that are retired. So I need to hook the two of you up, and I just sent her your Facebook.
I'm not retired, Dawn.
No.
Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
Oh, okay. Hall of Famers.
They're retired. Yeah. You're not.
So
they're NFL stars and boxing legends.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. All right. So we'll hook the two of you up, and then she's down in your area as well. So, Rudy, we want to thank you. Anybody have a question for Rudy? Lisa?
At the moment, no, because once again, I'm put on the spot.
Well, you speak Spanish.
Okay,
Rudy,
but stop
Spanish.
With the Dawn with the Spanish. Look, Rudy, my Spanish is mixed from Miami. I mean, from Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. Like, I have every slang, so I'll say something to one person and it goes out the tube. But
yeah, be careful, especially with the Cubans, because one word in Spanish,
hello, you'll say
you can get real trouble real fast.
Well,
there, so you gotta be very careful.
I from the 305, so I have a little hood. Well, actually, my kids will tell you, like, don't mess with my mom, that is hood cleaned up in a shell, that you have no idea the crazy you're dealing with there. But down in Miami, I would love to come down and interview you and see the planes and all that. So when can we make that happen, when you get back?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have operations out of Opa-locka. In fact, I started
Perfect.
Out of Opa-locka. I was in Opa-locka. I've been in Opa-locka since it was an abandoned airport.
Yes, I remember those days. We used to drive. Yeah, well, we'll talk about those days when I get down.
It ain't abandoned no more, thanks to Mr. Turnberry.
Rudy, can I bring up some of the people that you've worked with, like Christine Aguilera and some of the people that you've worked with? Can you kind of elaborate on that for a little bit? Because this is Hollywood Connections.
You know me. That's not what I do.
It's what you did.
I've worked with a lot. I continue. I mean, because right now we probably handle about 80% of the music industry right now with the private jets. That's the new toys for these guys.
Right.
But, I was head of security for Christina Aguilera, Tyson, Camacho, Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
I've been in the industry a long time. And,
okay, Menudo days, Ricky Martin, when I cried at the third row at the downtown Omni concert. My family thought I was crazy. Yeah, we all cried. There was like 20,000 girls crying for Ricky of Menudo. I know you know what I'm talking about, Rudy.
Yes, I do. I've had a very interesting journey in this world, but I continue to do that because you got to earn your respect with entertainers, and once you do that and you hold your ground, they either leave and come back, but we still continue to do that. Right now, we're setting up for Adele. She's getting ready to do her world tour. The most interesting thing, though, last year was I did Cher's world tour.
Wow.
Oh.
And
that
she
must have been fun.
Upset. No, it wasn't fun. She got very upset at me.
Uh-oh.
Because I put trauma nurses on board the aircraft with my flight attendants, and I was like, listen, we love you, beautiful, but you're not flying over the Pacific Ocean without a nurse.
Wow.
Right.
You're not 16 years old. You're jumping around stages. I can't believe the schedule that woman did. She is truly an artist. But
wow.
I was nervous. She scared me. I was like...
Wow, she scared you.
Well, you know,
nowhere to stop.
Well, right. You know, Rudy, we just make you part of the show, and you can just tell the celebrities that we need them to call in, and you just have the, you know, Rudy Gonzalez moment.
Thank you, Dawn. I'll stick to what I know what to do, but I appreciate you guys. Dawn, I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. Dawn calls me out of nowhere. I'm in London, and she calls me out of nowhere, and it's always like, okay, you got 5 minutes, I'm going to change your life.
I know, right?
Right.
Trust me.
Well, Rudy's been one of my best friends forever, land, I'll tell you. And I'll tell you, with Steve, our new sports reporter, if there's anybody that you know that can call in on the air, keep us posted. Because this is his joining us in forces, and we're going to get him out there and get him reporting, and then he's going to have his own half-hour show under Hollywood Connections.
Well, maybe we could do this. I just left New York not too long ago. Showtime just sold a two-hour special on Camacho that I did a big part of it. So Showtime's getting ready to do.
Oh, that's going
to
be interesting.
And I could probably put you together with the producers and the guys that just did it. And they went intense. I mean, it was a beautiful, it was a beautiful story. It was just about the boxing, but they went deep. And, you know, we exposed a lot of this stuff that, you know, again, Don King, Don, the bullet that killed Camacho in Puerto Rico started many, many years ago with Don King. And so I was very, very vocal with how he destroyed Camacho's life.
Right.
Well, Rudy, we want to thank you so much for calling, and we miss you.
Yes. Thank you, Rudy.
Yes.
Appreciate
it. Thank you so much, Rudy.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Hey, Rudy, I asked you something. Are you from Miami, born and raised?
No, I'm not from born. I was born and raised in Little Italy, New York.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I'm Puerto Rican Italian. I was the only guy that can go from East Side to Mulberry Street and not get mugged.
There you go.
All right, man.
There you go.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you, sir. All right, Steve. Thank you.
God bless. That's Rudy Gonzalez. He's got a book called The Inner Ring, and you don't want to miss this, and that's the opportunity. There's a movie coming out. I'm sure Tommy said. And, Stephen, that was an awesome interview with him. Very, very cool. We've got more. I know we have to go back to Mako in a second, but we also have to talk to Patty. We have a contest. Now, we have 5,000, I know, that's watching on my Facebook.
I have 5,000.
You have 5,000, and Patty has 5,000.
That's 15,000 if you do the math. Okay, that's 20,000. Nancy's got 5,000.
And not even
just
we're
five.
On six stations.
Five, not 5,000. Yeah. Six stations, everybody.
And so here's the deal, everybody. So here's what you need to do. Patty is giving away a free, where you don't have to buy a ticket. It's you have to write a letter for each event. Why do you want to meet a soap opera star? And you know what happened, Patty? I have had no letters. We had a lot of letters
all right,
coming
come
in.
Come on, letters.
So letters by next week. We'll be reading them on the air, and then Patty will decide and her team who's going to win the free opportunity to meet soap opera stars. And that you can't, why? Where are you people?
Right. Seriously. Like,
write your letters.
My relatives, my aunts, you're in Deltona. Come on, Beth, Delia, everybody, Sonda, come on, cousins. You know,
that's right.
We all walked in the bus stop to the soap operas.
That's right. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to send it to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. Again, drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com, and write me a letter with a picture. Why do you want to meet a soap opera star? Otherwise, it's $300 or $400, right, Patty?
Right.
Up to four.
Starting at 100. Mm-hmm. To get in. So there's still a good deal. So anyways, Patty, and that's what's happening. So you got the soap opera stars coming in. We've got the events coming in. And the two events, Patty, we'll be promoting this coming up with our table as well.
Yes.
Because Patty's a part of Hollywood Connections. So we're excited.
Yes.
So somebody sounds like they have a parrot in the back. I'm hearing a chirp.
I don't.
That's my alarm.
Oh!
Mako. Chirp.
Well, Mako, thank you for being patient with Rudy Gonzalez, an amazing man in Miami and travels all over the world. And so, Mako, you said you have your artist on the line with you. Hi, welcome back. What is your name?
My name is Salmino.
Hi, Salmino. Where are you from?
I am from, originally I was born and raised in Melbourne, Florida, but, you know, I live out the rest of my years here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Very cool. Well, I've got another couple reporters down that way I'm going to set up with Mako. And, you know, you should be entering the International Christian Film Festival coming up next year. And we didn't have a chance to play our interviews again, Lisa.
That's okay. We'll get them next week.
Next week. And that's somebody where you could actually enter for the Best Christian Artist. Did you know that?
I really did not know.
Well, you know now. That's why we're Hollywood Connections, babe. We got you.
Amen.
So, yes, Mako, that's one thing that he can do. And then I have some other friends in the other areas that have different stations, and we're going to try to airplay them. And I need to hook you up with the state senator in Louisiana.
Awesome.
She owns 5 stations as well, and find out. So, and then Vic.
Wonderful.
Vic
thank
in
you.
Miami. Yes, Vic.
He's taking, yes.
He's artist. Yes.
Yes, he's working with Steven Seagal's new movie.
Yes.
And he'll be calling
you. Oh, wonderful.
Soon. So there's a couple people to definitely hook him up with. So go ahead, Lisa.
And then, I appreciate that.
For sure. So Mako wants to do another show coming up called Let's Talk, and she's putting that together, and that will be during the week, and I'll let you know what happens. Stephen B. is going to be doing another sports coming up. We're getting him all geared up and ready to go. And how do you like it so far?
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I just first I want to say, Mako, I thank you from last week that I got to talk to you in the first interview. So I don't know. His
oh, cool. And then
you did an awesome job. Awesome job.
Thank you. I got to get my daughter to meet you, my big 6'5" daughter. So
for sure.
Yes, the basketball
connection. I want to get that WNBA connection. Yeah.
Yes.
And we have Earl Christie. Yes. Earl Christie won a Super Bowl ring. He wants to meet with you when he comes back from his trip. Oh, so there's people we're setting up for Stephen B. as well. Yes. I know, Mako, hold on. I know we have your guest and everything, and we only have 5 minutes left. And I know we have Nancy that's giving some updates real quick of what's happening. I think it's over at
Beaming Hope Church. Nancy's going to give us what's going on tomorrow and the rest of the week at Beaming Hope Church.
BeaminghopeChurch.org. Yes. Here you go.
Hi, everyone. This is Nancy, and I'm just giving you an update here on some events that's coming up. And the first one coming up is tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow at it's going to be at the 7-Eleven on the corner of East Bay Drive and Missouri Avenue. The address is actually 10 North Missouri Avenue. It's a block party. We're going to have gift card giveaways, which is awesome. Free clothes, free face painting, and free food. So come on out. And also 7-Eleven between 11 and 1 is also giving free Slurpees. So if you like Slurpees, come on out. Also, Sunday, we're having our water baptism at Beaming Hope Church. 110th Avenue and Largo, 33778. Also, on October 4th, we're having a movie night for the kids out in the yard. As we're partnered up with the sheriffs out there. They're bringing us a big screen TV, and we're going to have the movie Dumbo for the kids. Oh, so bring your kids out, Mom and Dad, and have a good time. That starts at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, Mako, if you're
October 4th.
If you're on speaker, we're hearing speakers.
Yeah,
we have to have you off speaker.
Sorry,
I know,
Mako.
I know, I can tell that speaker. You know, yes. I got the speaker ears. You're talking about Dumbo. I'm like, I hear that.
Okay.
So in the meantime, let me tell you what else is happening. Tomorrow, there is a women's expo at the State Fairgrounds. So I'm going to be there with my other job. And you can come out and see me and sign up. This is so exciting because I'm giving you 2 Visa cards for $100 and a cruise on Carnival 4 days and 3 nights. All you have to do is just, I'll give you the detailed information, and come out to the Women's Expo or text me at 727-871-7788 and put cruise, and I'll send you that information as well. So that's really exciting. And then December 7th, we also have a pageant coming up with the World's Tourism Pageant for kids and teens and adults, and that will be here in Clearwater. It will be in the morning, and the winners will come with me to nationals next year. And I usually have I was crowned last week.
Yes,
and I have
crowned
a beautiful
sash
and crown, but I've been running all day and I didn't have a chance to pick it up from home. But next week I'll be wearing mine at the
here.
And all the events coming up.
Yes.
It's exciting. So, Patty, any last words? I know we have 5 minutes and it goes so fast. And yes, and go ahead, Patty.
Just like I said, buy your tickets and come and enjoy this great event. You will have the best time meeting the actors and intermingling with them, asking them questions, everything. Again, soapthis.ticketleap.com.
That's
and when
right.
you buy your ticket, that's where the venue is revealed, where everything's going to be.
Perfect. And we'll be putting that out there tomorrow, as well as other places that I'll be taking all these flyers in my hands too, which is cool. Lisa also has something else. Thank you, Patty, for being here.
Yes,
and,
thank you, Patty.
And Stephen, thank you for the Stephen B. moment.
Yes.
And we're coming up with that
thank
name.
Thank you.
Yes.
And Nancy.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
Okay, Lisa, go for it.
I got involved with, it's a benefit for the hurricane relief in Bahamas. And Nelvis from Pop to Rock. It is going to be at the Monkey Bar Sunday, October 6th from 11 a.m. to midnight. The address is 1681 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater. Their phone number is 727-447-5996. And the lineup I have here, and there's a band chosen. I've been talking with a gentleman from the band, and it's a really, really great benefit, and I definitely want to see all you all there. They start out with Yesterday Beatles from 11 to 11:30. Then you have April Red from 12 to 1 p.m. Richie V and the Happy Campers from 1:30 to 2:30. You have Meltdown Cadillac from 3 to 4. Over the Edge from 4:30 to 5:30. Against the Sun is 6 to 7 p.m. Chosen is 7:30 to 8:30. And finally, last but not least, Pop the Rock goes on from 9 to 10, and I was told that I can sing with the band, so I'm going to be singing with some of the band. It's going to be fun. Yay! Excited.
And also, too, is I had to tell you, my husband and I went down to Port St. Lucie. Remember I told you I had a friend that I used to fly with another airline. And I love Rudy. He's talking about his airline as well. And it was Laker Bahamas. And so we brought her a bunch of clothes and money. And we dropped that off of what I could only raise. And but there was a lot of beautiful clothes there for her and some household goods. So she's still in Miami. She said to thank everybody. She wants to call in and talk about it next week, hopefully.
Wonderful.
And say thank you on the air. So that was like 500 miles. I didn't realize. All the way to Port St. Lucie and back. Yeah. That's a long trip, but it was well worth it. And I gave God all the glory and honor, and just to help somebody in the Bahamas that lost everything.
Amen. Pay it forward.
That's right. So remember, I always tell everyone, give it to God. Remember whatever you're praying for, you know, and just pray for your family and just cover them with favor. As we also asked you to bless the show, and you know, God is just taking us further and further. We don't know what doors are going to open, and we just really are blessed to have our sports reporter.
Yes.
We have a Hollywood reporter coming up next month, Deidre. She's going to have her own half hour show. But then we also have
Getting Ripped with Lisa V and Pete from the Vitality room, and also we're going to start a half an hour Spanish. We're going to,
That's right. Yes, a Spanish show.
Yes. It's amazing the connections I made last night at the Tampa Bay Screenwriters.
Ooh,
that's right. It's crazy. Like,
you saw David Vogel there.
Yes, David, you rock. That was so, so cool. I'm like, oh, look, I you don't know me, but I know a lot about you. You're Mr. Clearwater, Mr. Tampa, Mr. Florida, Mr. Everywhere.
We're going to get David on because he is the amazing superstar.
In his new movie.
Yes, but not even that. He knows how to find the jobs that are out there. And here's an example. If everybody that is, you know, listening on Facebook and social media, and you're like, I want to be an extra in a movie. And I just told Stephen B today, go to frcasting.com and sign up. It's free. And they'll send you an email after you send, you know, your pictures in and everything. And they did Dolphin Tale. They do a ton of movies and commercials. And there's another one we just got, and you have to inbox me. It's a local production company here that I'm going to be doing an audience member coming up. And there's another, like, they just sent me something for toothpaste whitening.
Yes,
I can't put it on social media, but I can send it to you.
Right.
Also remember to send in for a free ticket for the Business Woman's event that's coming up.
Yes.
And text me again, all this, just text me. And if you forgot all the things that I put out there, just say Dawn. Text me everything.
And trust me, she will text you everything. I literally thank the Lord. God is great that my radio thing can actually, hi, you have a message from Dawn. So it starts saying everything. It's like, hi, you have another message from Dawn. I'm like, I know. So she will get back with you. I'm the one that's a little behind.
We're
good. I'm getting there.
We've got so many other surprises for you coming up as well. Mako, thank you for calling in, your VIP guest. And she's on the line. And Vaughn, thank you today. It was awesome for you being here at the station. And Lisa, upcoming shows that we're doing. I know there's a Fort Lauderdale Film Festival. There are some things coming up if you're interested in. Also, the International Christian Film Festival has a discount right now. So we're going to be putting our show in there again for the best talk show. So who knows what's going to happen. And we'll be walking that red carpet next year, maybe.
There's our song. I hear our song.
Yeah. All right, I'll be back. And what's our song, Vaughn? We got it.
We do not own the rights to this, but we have permission to use it.
That's right. We'll see you next week. God bless everybody.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
God bless.
Happy weekend.